This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Sure, okay. So guys, you know, with Namhlanje, I am not riding solo as usual. I have with me in studio Ms. Bonakele Mthethwa alongside Mr. Sanele Malane. Good people, good persons. Ms. Aserait? Yep, man, that's what it is. So yeah, our conversation continues. So it was still basically around finding out what benzani ma office nabo. We are now know what Enactus is. We now know what Sweep is. So guys, are there any projects that y'all are currently tackling or currently busy or doing? Or are there any upcoming projects that you will be handling soon enough? Let us in on that. Mr. Sanele, spelling out.
Okay. We do have projects that are currently running. Two, and which is Ogutlogonke Green Harvest and Abalusi Aquaflies. So Ogutlogonke Green Harvest, basically what do? They are using aloe vera to make it a product of top.
Oh, okay. Yes. Interesting.
And then it is run by Lindo Gutles Kobongo. Yeah. And then Abalusi Aquaflies, definitely it's me. I'm the founder and the managing director of Abalusi Aquaflies. So basically, what we are doing, we are turning organic waste into available resources. Kahle senza ama feed ukudla kwenkukhu nazo zonke lezo zinto lezo. So with a strong background in agriculture, then kabona ukuthi nami no, I can do something about indaba ye cost ma agriculture, because they are facing a higher cost when it comes to feed. So
You're basically trying to produce a feed that is more affordable by what we have.
Yes, which is organic waste.
Organic waste. Yes. That's very interesting. Ms. Bonakele,
ngakwena. Yes, thank you. So under Osweep, we do have a few ladies who have and run their own projects. But with the EAO office, which is Economic Activation Office, we actually have two programs which are nationally recognized, where we have the Mr. Prize Waste Innovation Challenge, which recently closed. So good luck to everyone who was able to enter into that one, because emails were sent back to people who applied.
So they rejected me.
Shame, sorry. There's a criteria, so the requirements have to be met. So that's why I'm saying good luck to everyone who was able to go in and enter. Yeah, because then the work is starting. And then we now have, which is about to launch, the EDHE APSA Entrepreneurship InnoVarsity 2026. Okay, so it's going to launch on the 16th of April. So they're going to host a live stream on YouTube. So the USAF YouTube page is going to be broadcasting live, detailing everything that has to be. But if you would allow me, I'd love to make sure that I let everybody know about the different prizes that are there.
Please go ahead.
As well as the categories.
Please, please, please.
So EDHE, in partnership with APSA, is giving us as studentpreneurs the opportunity to make sure that we enter into these different categories, as well as know how much we stand to win if we do win.
Okay.
So we have different categories as well as their prizes. Category one is an existing business. So if you have a tech existing business, you stand a chance to enter and win about 100,000 rands. On that category, yes.
Okay, okay. Big money, big bands.
Yes, they have to be dealing with technology, tech products, and all of those things. So it's ICT students, am I right? Yes, IT and ICT.
Yes.
So they have to make sure that they enter into this one. And then we also have another category, which is existing business, tech. But here, the first runner-up will then get 40,000.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah. And then we have category two for existing businesses. Tech, which is second runner-up, will get 20,000. And then we also have social impact for existing businesses, where the second category has 100,000 rands.
100,000.
Yeah. There's money. So we also have existing businesses, social impact runner-up. So the first runner-up will get 40,000. Then the second runner-up will get 20,000, so it's the same amount for the runner-ups. And then existing general will also have the 100,000, the 100,000 rands. And then because the prizes are the same, we also have existing business runner, first runner-up, second runner-up, and we have academic research commercialization. So this is where we're giving students, mostly our postgraduates, an opportunity to make sure that they, if they are not going to actually start it right then, the business, then give us a groundbreaking research in terms of your business and how you plan to make sure that this research that you're doing is actually going to bring solution to the problems that we have. So this research commercialization also has 100,000, as well as the first runner having 40,000 as the second one. And then we have innovative industries.
Okay.
So this is where we're looking into different sectors and looking at how students in different sectors are innovating. They are either your academics knowledge, putting it into the business side. So that's where you now being innovative in your own industry. So you also can join.
Tell us how you can innovate
the radio stations.
I like that one because it's not just limiting me to it's not limiting it to people already have businesses going on. Anybody and everybody who feels like they can make a change in whatever sector they're in can actually participate.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I mean, Okay, guys. So what are your social media pages? And is like, you know what? I'd actually like to be a part of this organization or group. How do they get in contact with you guys? Where do they follow you guys? Where do they keep up to date with what's happening with Enectis and Sweep?
Okay, so thank you so much. We are on Instagram, where we are MUT_Sweep Student Chapter. And we are also on Facebook as Student Women Entrepreneurship. And we are also on TikTok as MUT_Sweep MUT. Okay. We are on Instagram. We are also on TikTok as well as Facebook.
What are we? La pumangya Instagraming team, palang team.
So on Instagram we say MUT_Sweep Student Chapter.
Okay.
Very simple, very straightforward.
Very clean.
Yeah. And then when we go to Facebook, we say Sweep Student Chapter MUT. And then on TikTok we are Sweep MUT.
Is there a contact number maybe I can call or text if I'm very interested instead of going via the pages?
Okay, so yes, we do have our WhatsApp number. You can actually like WhatsApp us on that number, and then you'll get a quick response from our COP, who's in charge of the of that number.
Okay. Okay, ngathi umasibonakele usasibhekela inumber.
Yes.
While she does that, asizwe ngawe sanele nitholakala kuphi?
Siyatholakala ku Instagram Enectis MUT and on TikTok skona Enectis MUT.
Okay. That's it. So guys, now if you are interested in contacting them, go ahead on their social media pages, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Miss Bonagele, so I tell you the number, ma'am. What's the number?
Thank you, thank you. So the number is 068-694-3370.
068-694-3370. Okay, Balalela Makhaya, unfortunately, it is time for us to wrap up the first segment of the show, which is which was centered around community engagement and development, especially within the bounds of MUT. But
this is an MUT Radio podcast.